are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Check out my bio there to see everywhere I am covering the game of baseball. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. Each and every day, we are available on all platforms. We post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And I do appreciate you tuning in to the podcast. We got some exciting news coming up on the podcast. Next time I get Vinny on here, we will announce that. But some big news coming up shortly that I want to share with you. But hope that you all are doing well. You had a great weekend and getting ready for a big holiday weekend or holiday week with Thanksgiving this week. Hopefully you all are able to spend time with friends and family and eat some really good food this week. But got some stuff to talk about on the baseball side of things. Brewers actually had a signing over the weekend that we'll talk about, taking care of the backup catcher vacancy. And then we're going to do our continue our positional reviews, looking at the shortstop position. So should be a fun episode here. We had our mailbag episode last Friday. So if you haven't, make sure you go back and check that out. And as always, if you have any questions that you would like to submit for our Friday mailbag episodes, please do those on Twitter. You can tag me at shortstopball, the podcast at Locked On Brewers, or Vinny at Vinny Rotino. And we'll make sure to include those on our next mailbag episode. But like I said, the Brewers made a signing over the weekend after Manny Pena signed with the Braves. The Brewers had a vacancy at the backup catcher position, and they have now filled that with Pedro Severino, signing him to a one-year deal worth $1.9 million with $400,000 in incentives. So essentially a one-year deal worth $2 million. You know, I talked about when Manny Pena signed with the Braves that whoever they do sign to fill that position, it better be, you know, significantly less than what the Braves gave Pena, because I did not think that was a, you know, huge monetary move that Pena got. But, you know, this makes sense, I think, on a one-year deal, $2 million essentially. That is a good bit less than the two-year, $8 million deal that Manny Pena got with the Braves. So makes some sense, especially when you have, you know, Mario Feliciano, who is close to kind of being ready at the big league level, but probably needs some more seasoning before that happens. This kind of gives you a stopgap to until he is ready. So let's take a look at Severino, because I think this could be a very, you know, another very good diamond in the rough type of move for the Brewers here. Severino is not somebody I had mentioned as a candidate, not somebody on my radar, but after digging into his profile a little bit more, I really do like this signing. So Severino, still just 28 years old. He'll turn 29 next July. Right-handed bat, so he pairs nicely with Omar Narvaez, who is left-handed. And just some of the history of Severino, he was signed by the Washington Nationals out of the Dominican Republic in 2010. Over eight minor league seasons spanning from 2011 to 2018, he slashed .246, .294, .348 with a .642 OPS with 30 home runs in 517 games. So not the best minor league line for, you know, an up-and-coming prospect for sure. Made his big league debut in 2015 with the Nationals, appearing in just two games that year. And then he appeared in 16 games the following season and 17 games the season after that. So not a lot of work his first 3 years, you know, up and down in the big league level. He did play in 70 games in 2018 for the Nationals, but still slashed just .168, .254, .247 with two home runs. So his time in Washington did not go well. In parts of four big league seasons with the Nationals, he hit just .187. So Never really got it going with the bat while he was in D.C., but things really picked up for him once he got to Baltimore. The Orioles picked him up in 2019, still just 25 years old, really, really young for a catcher. He played in 96 games that season, slashed .249, .321, .420 with 13 home runs. That's by far been his best season yet in his career. But that's pretty much the hitter he has been since he joined Baltimore. In his three seasons with the Orioles, he slashed .249, .315, .397 with a .712 OPS and 29 home runs in just 257 games. So he really picked it up as a hitter once he joined Baltimore. His hard hit percentage significantly improved with the Orioles. He also, his strikeout percentage also went up as well, but that's really just part of today's game. You'll take the swing and miss as long as you're getting the long ball, and you're starting to get that from Severino. You're starting to get, you know, the home runs, but also the strikeouts as well. I mean, not too similar from what you got with Manny Pena. I mean, you either got a home run or you got a strikeout. So, you know, that's kind of what you take out of your backup catcher, somebody that can come in and pop one every now and then. That's pretty much what you're looking for out of your backup catcher. Doesn't necessarily have to be an all-around great hitter, but you would like somebody that can come in and hit a home run every now and then, and Severino can certainly do that. Now, where he does differ a good bit from Manny Pena is that, according to the defensive metrics on FanGraphs, he's not very good behind the plate. He had -9 defensive run saves DRS in 2021 and a negative framing rate, again, according to their metrics, which I'm not a huge believer in defensive metrics out there, and I haven't had a chance to, you know, watch Pedro Severino, how he works behind the plate, but just according to their metrics, not very good there. But, you know, the Brewers coaching staff, they've done a very good job with catchers recently. Omar Narvaez made a huge leap from 2020 to 2021 behind the plate. And as we all know, Manny Pena, very good behind the dish as well. You know, a lot of that will have to do with how he works with the Brewers pitching staff. And I think the Brewers pitching staff will help out in this department as well. Obviously much better than what they have over there in Baltimore. But so I think you'll see some improvement there, but certainly not coming over to Milwaukee with a great reputation defensively behind the plate. So hopefully he will see some improvement defensively. Hopefully he'll continue his offensive progression. You know, me and Benny talked about it when we talked about Manny Pena signing with the Braves, the fact that some of these catchers, you know, it's so hard for them to adjust to the big league level because they have so much on their plates to worry about other than just hitting a baseball, that sometimes it takes a while for them to mature offensively at the big league level, more so than it does, you know, players at other positions. And so I'm hoping that's what you're starting to see for Severino. That's why I think this could be, you know, a diamond in the rough type signing. You know, if he continues to mature at the plate as he did in Baltimore, he brings that over to Milwaukee and maybe even a step further, improving the average and on-base percentages, then, you know, you could have a very good offensive player here. Then again, you just hope with the Brewers catching staff or Brewers coaching staff and the pitchers that the defense gets a little bit better. But, you know, you're really, when Narvaez is going to get the bulk of the duties at catcher this year, you're really just looking for Severino to be a one and a half or type player. You don't need him to do anything outstanding. But, you know, again, if he can improve defensively, continue to hit the long ball, then I think, you know, this will be a very good, solid signing as a backup catcher. So I do like this move. I think there is an upside play with it offensively, defensively as well, because, you know, again, just based on the metrics, he can't be much worse than what he was in Baltimore. So I think you'll see some improvement there. So I do think there's a bit of an upside to this. It's not a lot of money, you know, not going to constrain the payroll at all. So very good signing here by the Brewers. Excited to have Pedro Severino on the roster. All right, next we'll do our positional preview starting at shortstop. Before we do that, let me tell you about our friends at DirecTV. Does this sound familiar to you? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device is required. Content varies by package. All right, so continuing the positional reviews here, we're going to skip over second base for today, and we're going to move to shortstop because I think shortstop's a little bit more solidified long-term. And since we already talked about the signing of Pedro Severino, I thought I would just shoehorn in the shortstop positional review here. So obviously, Willy Adames is the go-to guy on the big league roster right now after the Brewers traded for him during the 2021 season. Adames, just 26 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. In three-plus years with Tampa Bay, he slashed .254, .320, .420 with a .740 OPS with 43 home runs in 332 games. So, you know, very solid line there. But in four-plus months with Milwaukee, he was basically an all-star MVP-type player. He slashed .285, .366, .521 with an .886 OPS and 20 home runs in 99 games. So the question becomes now for Willy Adames is, who is he? You know, what can we expect from him offensively? Is he the guy who hit .254 with a .320 on base in Tampa Bay with a .750 OPS, or is he the nearly .900 OPS player that we saw for four plus months in Milwaukee, who, you know, hit 20 home runs and had a .366 on base percentage? You know, what player is Willy Adames going forward? You know, I think for me, just kind of speculating here, I think he's better than what he was in Tampa Bay. You know, I've heard that a lot of hitters really struggle hitting in that dome or whatever they call it in Tampa Bay, just the worst stadium. I've been there a couple of times. It is an awful stadium to watch a baseball game, but a lot of hitters struggle there because of that roof there. And sometimes you get out of that stadium and you can see the offensive numbers jump. So I don't think he's as bad. Not that he was necessarily bad with Tampa Bay, but I don't think he's quite that type of hitter, which is basically a league average hitter. I also don't know that he's the MVP type hitter that we saw for, you know, really 3 months in Milwaukee. You know, kind of, I think the injuries hurt him down the stretch. So I don't necessarily think he's that type of hitter. I think he's somewhere in between. I think it's a safe assumption or projection to have him as probably a .270 hitter, .340 on base percentage, you know, a .480 slug, and probably, you know, around .815 OPS. I do think the home runs play. I think he continues to be a 20-plus home run hitter. Would not be surprised if we see him approach 30 home runs at some point, but I think he's probably somewhere. I mean, he hit 25 home runs total in 2021, so, you know, I think that remains. I think he remains a 25 to 30 home run hitter. I think that power, you know, still plays, but I think you see the averages kind of come in between where he was in Tampa, where he was in Milwaukee, which is still an all-star level player, and I think that's what Willy Adames is. On the defensive side, you know, the metrics may not show it. Fangraph only had him with one defensive run saved this past year, but anybody who watched the Brewers, you know, just about every game like I did and a lot of you did, know how valuable Willy Adames was to the defense. And just how much he meant, you know, not just for the shortstop position, but what he did for the defense, team defense, and the players around him elevated their game. I think it made Colton Wong even better, and he's already Gold Glove player. You know, I think it improved the outfield defense as well. So, and it made Luis Urias a better defender over at third base, where you can kind of take some of that pressure off of him. So I think he did a ton defensively to show that he is a very good defensive player. And then you know what he did in the clubhouse, the the team culture, chemistry that he brought to the team is just, you know, you can't quantify that and how important it was for him, for the Brewers. So, you know, obviously great stuff there from Willy Adames. He'll be your starting shortstop to begin the 2022 season. Another thing here is he's played 30 postseason games. That's just invaluable experience right there. You know, I know the Brewers have been to a lot of postseasons in the past 4 years now, but Adames, you know, he has a lot of postseason experience. Not everybody with the Brewers has been part of those four teams, so I think he can kind of be that leader in the postseason as well. You know, he did pick up 5 hits in the NLDS. You know, none of them necessarily big hits, but when the rest of the team wasn't hitting, you know, he at least did get hits. So he has a ton of postseason experience as well, which is very valuable for, you know, this young team as they go forward and look to, you know, take their next step in the postseason and try to get to a World Series. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the future of the position at shortstop. I love Thanksgiving, all the good food and treats and plenty of them, as I talked about earlier, but maybe you want a yummy dessert that isn't full of all the calories and sugar. It's the perfect time for Built Bars. Built Bars is the new holiday dessert. Feast on something delicious and feel good about it. One slice of pie has upwards of 300 calories, and that's on the low end. Most Built Bars are only 130 calories and only 4 grams of sugar with plenty of protein. Replace the coconut cream pie with coconut Built Bar, or go for a raspberry Built Bar instead of that raspberry pie. Lots of good flavors to replace any pie. Low calorie, low carb, low fat, high protein, covered in 100% real chocolate. Go to BuiltBar.com or go to Built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. They have new surprises all month long, limited time flavors arriving at Built.com regularly, so check the site often. There's nothing like a Built Bar Black Friday. Mark your calendar. Black Friday will be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. Again, go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off. All right, so looking at the future of the shortstop position, the reason I wanted to preview this position today because I knew it would be pretty short, because I think Willy Adames is the shortstop of the future for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's under contract through arbitration for 3 more years, so through the 2024 season. He's projected to make $4 million through arbitration for 2022. You know, assuming, you know, you get the same amount of jumps in arbitration as you typically do, and assuming the process stays the same as well, because this collective bargaining agreement could, you know, completely reshape this whole arbitration system. But, you know, assuming the rules stay the same, arbitration stays what it usually is, you could see him make, you know, around $7 million in 2023 and anywhere from $10 to $12 million in 2024, depending on the types of seasons that he puts up. So, I mean, that's very inexpensive for, like I said, what could be an all-star caliber shortstop. And, you know, he'll still be really young at the end of those years. I mean, he just turned 26 this past September, so he'll play 2022 at 26, 23 at 27, and 24 at 28. So, I mean, he'll be entering free agency in the middle of his prime. That's why I would love for the Brewers to extend him. I think he is the perfect type of extension candidate, because, like I said, I think he could be your shortstop for the long haul here. Love what he brings to the team. I think he's only going to get better. So I would love the Brewers to try to extend him through his age 32 season, maybe at around $18 million a year. Again, with Adames, just depends. Does he want to bet on himself because he'll be entering free agency going into his prime, and, you know, he could get a huge contract at that point? Or does he go ahead and take the safe money now, and the Brewers give him that? Will the Brewers be able to put a contract out there like that with what they already have on the books with Yelich, what they need to do with Woodruff and Burns? You know, would they be able to afford that? But I think the shortstop position is so important, and to have somebody like Adames that can be a leader for your team at what I think is the most important position on the field, I think when you find a guy like that, you got to try and lock them up. So I would be looking to do that if I were the Brewers. If they have the financial ability to do so, I would try to lock up Adames, you know, through the rest of his arbitration years for sure, and then, you know, 3 or 4 years even after that, if that is something Adames is open to. As far as what's on the current roster behind him, there's really not much. I mean, it's Luis Urias that really would step in to the shortstop position right now. You know, as the Brewers are looking for, you know, bench bats, bench players this offseason, it would not be a bad idea to find somebody else who, you know, can handle the shortstop position. Maybe somebody like a Freddie Galvis or something like that. That's just off the top of my head. I haven't really looked at the list of players out there, but would not be bad idea to have somebody else on the bench who you can trust to fill in that shortstop position, because there's really not a ton behind Willy Adames at the moment, you know, that you could trust if Adames, you know, was injured and out for a while. We've seen Urias there. We know the struggles that he had specifically throwing the ball, which is a problem. But I mean, behind him, you have Bryce Turang, who I guess, you know, could be ready. And I think he can handle the shortstop position. I think ultimately he moves to, you know, either second or third, but I think he could handle the shortstop position. I just don't know if the bat will be ready. Maybe late 2022, we can see that. And then you got some college players who, you know, could play shortstop. I think all these guys ultimately move to second base, but Freddie Zamora, David Hamilton, you know, a couple of guys who played shortstop in college, you know, played there some in the minors, but I think both of those in particularly moved to second base at the big league level. Hayden Cantrell as well. I think he maybe has a better chance at staying at shortstop, but is most likely, you know, going to move positions as he moves up. And I know none of them will be ready next year, but maybe in 2023 they can fill in if needed. Then on down the road, you have some very young prospects in Eduardo Garcia and Jackson Chirillo. They're years away, but both have the tool set to be able to stick at shortstop. Those could be the replacements for Adames, again, on down the road. But if it were me, I'm the Brewers. I'm locking up Adames for a long time. Again, when you find somebody like that, a team leader at a premium position, I think you have to lock that up for as long as you can. So that's what I would be looking to do. I think Willy Adames is the shortstop of now and the future for the Milwaukee Brewers. But that will do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can follow me at Shortstop Ball. Follow Vinny at Vinny Rotino as well. Make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast, wherever you get your podcast. And we will talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.